الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back dear viewers to another beautiful episode of this silsila that we are doing in the remembrance of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in the blessed month of Rabi'ul Akhir Sharif which is the month of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak where the Gyarawi of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is celebrated and alhamdulillah today we have with us the great muballigh of Dawat Islami alhamdulillah Maulana Abdul Majid Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah who is heading Welcome to Islam campaign in Southern Africa alhamdulillah Let's inshallah welcome him with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
How are you, Sayyidi?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. How are you, Hazrat?
Alhamdulillah, shukr. MashaAllah. How does it feel being on this beautiful journey, extolling the virtues of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, his biography and his teachings, his karamat, his character, MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah, it's a wonderful journey, a great favor and bounty of Allah that He has given me this opportunity to spend some time discussing the life of a great personality. And Alhamdulillah, this would also be a very great opportunity to all the viewers of Madani channel for them taking out their time and be part of this great mahfil. And where great personalities' life is being shared and is being taught. And yes, indeed, this is a very blessed mahfil full of blessings and rahmah and barakat of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through the sadaqah of Ghawse Azam elevate our status and may he grant each and every single one of us the safety from punishment of the qabr and may grant us success on the day of qiyamah amin thumma amin
amin thumma amin bi jahi nabi amin sayyidi alhamdulillah as we are starting our today's discussion alhamdulillah which is oh Ghawse Azam help me inshallah before we dive deep into today's topic please if you could share a beautiful hadith with regards to the virtues of reciting durood in the court of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam
Hadith Mubarakah that discusses the virtues of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the person who sends durood or salawat salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannat.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Allah Akbar. This is a very emotional and blessed Hadith Mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to point out that look. Reciting durood and salawat and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1,000 times daily, it guarantees your place in Jannah. So much so that you will not leave this world until you actually visualize and lay your eyes on that particular place of which will be your destiny or your destination on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah. Such a wonderful hadith Mubarak of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Only if all the Muslims and viewers of Madani channel can make a habit of reciting much durood and salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So much so that inshallah from inshallah we can all be from amongst those who will be able to take a glance of our places in Jannat. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Amin.
Amin. Bijahi Nabil Amin. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. as it is the month of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and it is his Jarawi. Mm-hmm. So let's recite together through the Ghawsiya Sharif, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mulana Muhammadin ma'adil judi wal karami wa alihi wa barik wa sallim. Salatu wa salamun alayki ya Rasulullah wa ya Habibullah sallallahu ta'ala alayki wa ala alihi wa sahbika ajma'in wa sallam. As inshallah we are starting this beautiful episode, which is aptly named, O Ghawsi Azam, help me. We all are in need of the help of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the authority to help. And inshallah, in this regard, there's a beautiful piece of poetry where the shair says,
Sarkar Ghawsi Azam, Nazre Karam Khuda. मैं फकीर हूँ तुम्हारा सरकार हो से आज़म नजरे करम खुदा फकीर हूँ तुम्हारा सबका कोई न कोई दुनिया में आसरा है सबका कोई न कोई सरकार हो आज़म नज़रे करम खुदारा मेरा खाली का सफर हो मैं फकीर हूँ तुम्हारा मैं फकीर हूँ तुम्हारा ये अदाए दस्तगीरी कोई मेरे दिल से पूछे वही आ गए मदद को मैंने जब जहां पुकारा सरकार वो श्याम नजरे करम खुदा मेरा खाली का सबर दो मैं फकीर हूँ तुम्हारा झोली को मेरी भर दो वरना कहेगी दुनिया झोली को मेरी भर दो वरना कहेगी दुनिया मंगता फिरता है मारा सरकार ग़ौसे आज़म नजरे करम खुदारा मेरा खाली का सबर दो मैं फकीर हूँ तुम्हारा मैं फकीर हूँ तुम्हारा ये तेरा करम है या वो जो बना लिया है अपना ये तेरा करम है या वो जो बना लिया है अपना कहाँ मुझसे ये कमीना कहाँ सिलसिला तुम्हारा सरकार ग़ौसे आज़म नजरे करम खुदारा मेरा खाली دو میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا مولا علی کا صدقہ گنجے شکر کا صدقہ مولا علی کا صدقہ خواجہ پیا کا صدقہ مولا علی کا صدقہ احمد رضا کا صدقہ میری لاج رکھ لو یا میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را میرا خالق کا سبھر دو میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدي الحمد لله as we are discussing the great help that we seek from Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and we invoke his attention towards us in our problems and we seek out ya ghaws al madad subhanallah what can be said about seeking help from Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh if Maasab would please share inshallah any parable where somebody called Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in dire need in Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh indeed he comes to the aid of those who call out to him
there are many parables and incidents that have occurred or happened during the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu in which people would call upon him for his assistance and how those that have called him sincerely from the bottom of their hearts would receive the assistance from Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala and it is also important to note that Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was such a great wali of Allah azza wa jal that when he would be called he would provide such an assistance irrespective to you know time irrespective to a location you know whenever a person would call upon him it would not matter how far or how near that particular person would be as soon as he would call out to Sayyid Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would be able to hear you know the voice of that particular person I mean we have discussed a hadith mubarak a hadith qudsi in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says And that, you know, when he begins to love a banda, when he begins to love a person, then from amongst things that, or amongst the blessings that he provides or he gives or he grants that particular person is that he becomes the ears of which that particular person hears from. I mean, and we know Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the saint of all the awliya. What must have been the hearing ability of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself said that when he loves a person he becomes the ear of which he you know hears with and just before we can even go to a parable huzur just to set the tone because this is a very very important discussion that we having you know it has a lot of questions around it and why are we calling upon Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani meanwhile we can call you know upon Allah azza wa jal so all of this will be unpacked but inshallah let me just narrate to you and the viewers of Madani channel a very you know extraordinary incident that happened during the lifetime of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala once a person whose father had passed away came to Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala and humbly asked that last night I saw my late father being tormented. My late father told me, torment has been inflicted upon me in the qabr, in the grave. And then he gives his son some instructions. And what were those instructions? He says to him, go to Ghawse Azam and request him to make dua for me, for my forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, did your father ever pass by my madrasa? And the son replied that yes, you know, on some occasion he happened to pass by your madrasa. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu kept quiet. And when he kept quiet, this son did not say anything to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he returned back home. At night, he saw his father extremely happy, wearing a green dress and saying, by the dua of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, Allah has removed my torment and I have also been made to wear this dress by virtue of his blessing. Therefore, then he gives an advice to his son. Therefore, I advise you to make it compulsory upon you that you should always visit the blessed court of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. That person related this event to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. Hearing this, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala said that by Allah, this promise has been made to me that the torment of anyone who passes by my madrasa will be reduced. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Sayyidi, this is the help and the assistance of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu upon a person that has already left this world.
Subhanallah.
We're not talking about a person who is alive. I mean, that's a whole totally different situation altogether, of which we will, inshallah, azza wa jal, be able to narrate many of those. But look, even a person that has left this world, he knows that there is one person and personality that would be able to assist him in his qabr.
Subhanallah.
And therefore he turns to a great personality, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. And Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he says that this person happened to pass by my madrasa.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And when the impression was given that yes, sometime he happened to pass by this madrasa of yours, or Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, then that alone was sufficient for the dua of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala towards the father of the son. And it so happened that the very same night he saw his father extremely happy, so much so that the punishment was reduced. Ghawse Azam can not only help those who are alive, but he has the ability given to him by Allah Azza wa Jalla that even those that have departed from this world, they understand that there is one great personality upon whom they can seek help from, and that is none other than Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such is the great help of the great Ghawse, subhanallah. Ghawse also, one of the meaning is help, subhanallah. So he is the great Ghawse. To him we all address our calls, alhamdulillah, our pleas, our problems, and we look for solution when we say, Ya Ghawse al-Madad, subhanallah. There's another beautiful parable where some mashayikh have narrated that we were sitting at the madrasa of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah, and he stood up and wore his wooden slippers and made wudu. After making wudu, he started offering 2 rakat nafl salah. After offering nafl salah, he shouted a slogan loudly and threw one of his slippers in the air, which disappeared. He then shouted the second slogan, threw the second slipper as well, and it also disappeared before our eyes. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, then sat at his place. None of us dared to ask what was happening. And after 23 days, a caravan arrived. And it reached Baghdad. The chief of the caravan started saying that we have a gift for Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi alayh. people informed Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, and they are here to give you the gifts. And so he asked them to bring it. The people of the caravan gave us 40 kilo of silk cloth, and plenty of gold, and both the blessed slippers of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which he had thrown into the air.
Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Upon asking, they said that they were traveling through a jungle on the 3rd of Safar, and it was a Sunday. And during this journey, suddenly robbers who had two chiefs, they attacked them. They robbed them of their belongings and also killed some of the travelers. And after they have killed some of the travelers, and after robbing the caravan, they went to a nearby valley where they started distributing the belongings, you know, doing our share. And then we said loudly by calling out, and at this time, if Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani helps us, we will present this much gift to him.
Allah.
Subhanallah. In the meantime, we heard slogans which were heard through the entire valley, causing the robbers to become frightened. We thought perhaps other robbers, they came and attacked them and looted their belongings. But no. But after some time, some robbers came to us trembling in fear and said, get your things back and go there to see what has happened to us. When we reached there, we saw that both the chiefs had died and one slipper each was lying with them.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Returning our belongings, they said, this incident has something incredible. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This was the help of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This is the effect of the slippers of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His feet, subhanAllah, is such that Mufti Azam Hind, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says,
Qadam gardane awliya par hai tera, Qadam gardane awliya par hai tera, Qadam gardane awliya par hai tera, Tu hai Rab ka aisa wali Ghawsi Azam, Hamara bhi beeda laga do kinare, Hamara bhi beeda laga do kinare, Hamara bhi beeda laga do kinare, Tumhe na khudai mili Ghawsi Azam, Tumhe na khudai mili Ghawsi Azam, Tabahi se na hamari bacha do, Tabahi se na hamari bacha do, Tabahi se na hamari bacha do, Hawaye mukhalif chali Ghawsi Azam, Hawaye mukhalif chali Ghawsi Azam, Fida tumse ho jaye noori e mustar, Fida tumse ho jaye noori e mustar, Ye hai ki khwahish dili Ghawsi Azam, Ye hai iski khwahish dili Ghawsi Azam, Khila mere dil ki kali Ghawsi Azam, Mita qalb ki be kali Ghawsi Azam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is so many accounts of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi helping those that are in difficulty and calling out to him, inshallah azza wa jal. We will learn more about it. And if Maulana Sahib has a few parables that he can, inshallah, share with us about the help of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, how different people they sought help of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak at different difficult times.
Sayyidina Bishr Qarzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that once I was traveling with a business caravan along with 14 sugar-loaded camels.
Wow.
He says, we camped in a terrifying jungle during the night. In the first part of the night, four of my loaded camels got lost, and they could not be found despite my tireless efforts. The caravan even left, but my camels could not still be found, and therefore I had to stay behind. The following morning, I suddenly recalled that my murshid, Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, had once said to me, whenever you get into trouble, call out to me, insha'Allah, your trouble will be removed. Therefore, he says, I cried for help, saying, oh Shaykh Abdul Qadir, I have lost my camel. All of a sudden, I saw a pious man dressed in white clothes standing on a small hill towards the east. The pious man was calling me towards him by his gesture. As I approached him along with my camel driver, he disappeared. Allahu Akbar. We were looking around astonishingly. All of a sudden, we saw our four lost camels sitting at the bottom of the hill. We caught them immediately and we rejoined the caravan.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So this is one parable out of many parables that are there, in which Murideen of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala would call out to him when they were in some sort of difficulties. And look at who they remember when they were in difficulties. They remember their Shaykh, they remember their Pir Murshid, and they would call out to him. And look at in this instance, Sayyidina Bishr Qarzi was able to get hold of his lost camels.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the great help of the Holy Allah. And from this parable, it has also become clear that if we are ever in trouble and there is no one to help us anyway, even far away, so even under these conditions, we should call out to our spiritual guide to get our needs fulfilled by calling out such as, Ya Ghaus-e-Pak, help me. So there is a hope from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali will come to help his afflicted disciple. And it has also been encouraged in a blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to call pious people for help at such a difficult time.
Allah.
And the hadith is, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when someone amongst you loses something or is lost somewhere and wants help at the place where he finds none to help him, he should then call out loudly, Ya ibadullahi aghisuni, Ya ibadullahi aghisuni.
Allahu Akbar.
O bondmen of Allah, help me. O bondmen of Allah, help me. As there are some bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jal whom he does not see. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar Kabira.
Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has said, anyone who asks me for help or calls me out in trouble, I will remove his trouble. And the one who begs Allah Azza wa Jal to fulfill his needs through me, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill his needs.
Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is these are the words of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak himself. Allah Akbar. And if devil is putting doubts in some people's minds, how come they can help? And how is it to seek help from anyone other than Allah? Then we should remember that it is absolutely permissible to seek help from anyone other than Allah. Sharia does not prohibit it from anywhere. And even evidence proves that we can seek help from anyone other than Allah. However, we should have this belief that blessed Anbiya and pious saints of Allah Azza wa Jal help us by His bestowal, by Allah's bestowal. And the people who say that help should only be sought from Allah Azza wa Jal and not from the blessed Anbiya and pious saints are in fact attacked by Satan.
Allahu Akbar.
Such people sometimes happen to commit blasphemy against the blessed Anbiya and pious saints. And due to insulting blessed Anbiya, they also fall victim to committing kufr and disbelief. In order to get rid of this suspicion, keep in mind that helping someone is in fact solely associated with Allah Azza wa Jal. Without his bestowal, no one can bring even a little benefit. However, by his bestowal, his chosen bondmen or other living beings and non-living objects can bring benefit and do harm. In verse number 45 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated,
وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ,
and seek help from patience and salah. Let's just ponder. The creator of all creation himself is commanding us to seek help from patience and salah. If seeking help from anyone other than Allah was impermissible, then why would Allah Azza wa Jal command us to seek help from patience and salah? As patience and salah are not God, they are not Allah. But other than Allah, they are something other than Allah. Similarly, it is stated in verse number 64 of Surah An-Nisa, where Allah Azza wa Jal says,
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا.
And if they, when they have wronged their own souls, come humbly to you, O dear Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and seek forgiveness from Allah, and the noble messenger intercedes for them, they will certainly find Allah as the most accepting of repentance, the most merciful.
Subhanallah.
In this way, Allah Azza wa Jal is making us aware and commenting on this beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran. The Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, he has stated that, could Allah Azza wa Jal himself not forgive the sins of the Ummah of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why did he Azza wa Jal then say, O beloved Rasul, when they humbly approach you and seek your forgiveness from Allah for them, they will certainly find treasure and blessing, meaning the divine command of Allah Azza wa Jal for sinners to visit the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the act of requesting the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to become their intercessor over there, are in fact seeking help from other than Allah. And it is exactly the same what we mean, and this stand justified from the blessed ayah of the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So it has become clear that it is absolutely permissible to seek help from other than Allah. Or rather, it is sunnah of the blessed Anbiya alayhimus salam. Even Allah Azza wa Jal has also commanded his bondmen to help the religion of Islam, though he is the omnipotent and does not need anyone's help at all. Let's inshallah listen in the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he has stated in verse number 7 of Surah Muhammad, and Allah Azza wa Jal states,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ.
O believers, if you help the religion of Allah, He will help you and will make your foothold firm. Just ponder that. Can Allah Azza wa Jal not propagate His own religion? Surely He can, but there is a divine will behind it that He is saying to His bondmen, if you help the religion of your Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal will help you. Remember that Allah Azza wa Jal is Ghani and Beniyaz, He is carefree. He does not need the help of His bondmen to propagate His religion and make it dominant. Here the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal gives His bondmen to help His religion is in fact for their own benefits, because it is the way through which they will get the help of Allah Azza wa Jal and they will attain steadfastness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah,
subhanallah. And there are many such examples, alhamdulillah. And for our viewers out there, please don't be carried away if someone comes and tells you, how come you call to Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala and you say, Ya Ghawse al-Madad, it is un-Islamic, and so on and so forth. This is the whispers of Shaitan.
Allah.
And therefore, we should say, La hawla wa la quwwata, when such whispers come to us, inshallah, azza wa jal, and we should even say louder, Ya Ghaus al-Madad, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, through the help of Sayyidina Ghaus-e Pak, will repel the shaitan, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Now, as we have, alhamdulillah, come this far, let's inshallah listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Sayyidina Ghaus-e Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. After which we shall inshallah return. So stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
तेरा کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کا وہ پر جا تیرا شیر کو خسرے ملاتا نہیں کتا تیرا شیر کو خسرے ملاتا نہیں کتا تیرا میرا جا اور بیک نظر میرا پی چل کالا سنا پانو میں چہرہ تیرا چل کالا سنا پانو میں چہرہ پیرانے پیر روشن بنے دے ستگی ستگی قبلہ دین مدد کا بھائی ایمان مدد
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویوز. الحمدللہ وی آر ڈسکسنگ او غوث اعظم ہیلپ می, دا کانسیپٹ آف سیکنگ ہیلپ فرام سلطان الاولیاء سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. اینڈ الحمدللہ وی آر جسٹ ڈسکسنگ بیفور دا کلام دیٹ ہاؤ اللہ عز و جل ہیز مینشن ان دا گلوریس قرآن اینڈ ہیز میڈ اٹ پرمیسیبل فار اس ٹو سیک ہیلپ from his bondsmen, from his anbiya, from his awliya, from salah and from sabr, subhanallah azza wa jal. And mashallah munasab, do we find the examples of anbiya seeking help and so on and so forth? Inshallah, if there are examples of seeking help from anyone other than Allah, that is proven by the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and other sources as well, inshallah azza wa jal.
Of course, there are many incidents and there are many occasions in which the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam themselves sought the help and assistance from other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And what we need to understand here is that the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam would not do anything which is against the rule or which is against Allah Azza wa Jal. So all that which they did was according to the law of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam are ma'soom. They cannot step out of the Sharia. They cannot step out of the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we will just, inshallah, demonstrate one or two incidents in which the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam themselves, you know, sought assistance and sought help from other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And then at the end of the day, then we would be able to understand that to seek help from other than Allah Azza wa Jal is not polytheism, it is not shirk. And if it was shirk, number one, Allah Azza wa Jal could not have allowed his Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam to seek help from other than him. And secondly, because the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam are ma'asumeen, they would not have committed this shirk. So alhamdulillah, we are able to understand, inshallah, or we will be able to understand through these two beautiful examples that Allah Azza wa Jal has given in the glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah As-Saff, that you know with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Isa, the son of Maryam, had said to the disciples, who will help me inclining towards Allah? The disciples said, we are the helpers of Allah's religion. Allahu Akbar. And secondly, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to go to Fir'aun, you know, and Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to basically go to Fir'aun. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran that وَجَعَلِّي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي أُشْتُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And appoint for me a minister from my family. Who is that? Harun, my brother. Strengthen my back through him. Allahu Akbar. So these two incidents beautifully tells us that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sought for help from other than Allah Azza wa Jal, from Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, being a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, was assisted by the Hawariyun or the disciples of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So it then becomes crystal clear that to seek help from other than Allah Azza wa Jal is proven from Quran. It is proven from many beautiful hadith and mubarakah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we have been emphasizing right from the beginning of this beautiful silsila, that the awliya ikram, they would not do anything if it is against Allah, if it is against the Sharia, if it is against Quran. So every move and every step they would take, they would make sure that they are indeed within the boundary of Sharia. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala really grant us the love of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the respect of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala remove this misconcept from our minds of thinking, you know, it is shirk to ask from other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, we are so proud to be the followers of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ya Ghawz al-Madad.
Ya Ghawz al-Madad. Subhanallah. And this is the conclusion of this beautiful episode that we will conclude by saying Ya Ghawz al-Madad. And inshallah, our viewers out there, you can call out to Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, saying Ya Ghawz al-Madad, inshallah Azza wa Jal, for whatever problem that you may have, may Allah Azza wa Jal alleviate your issues and your concerns and your problems. May Allah Azza wa Jal always keep us all from among the Murideen and the followers of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Amin Bijahin Nabi Lameen. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting durood in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In Ghawse Azam's radiance we find our way, the crown of sin.